Scott writes in to ask, "Hi, Pastor John. I've been a youth pastor in California for about 10 years, and I'm wondering if you can give me some tips on how to avoid burnout. I want to serve faithfully and for the long haul."
Great question, Scott. Let me just give you some bullet points here. Number one, love what you do. Find those wonderful aspects of your job that are really useful for the young people and really godly and really fit you, and give yourself to those. Do the other stuff that you have to do, but do what you love to do. I think after 33 years in the ministry, I can say that one of the reasons I lasted is because I found those aspects of the ministry that I just love to do. I did those with all my heart most of the time, and was energized enough to do the parts that weren't as pleasing because I glutted myself on the parts that I really love to do. So that's number one. Love what you do. Number two, linger with the Lord every day. Find a time, find a place, stay with Him, listen to Him, be real with Him, get to know Him. This is not a performance there or in the service of your kids. Come out of the closet with the aroma of Christ on you. Act out of the overflow of what Jesus is to you in your lingering with Him. Third, ask the Lord for perseverance. Ask Him to protect you from burnout. That seems so simple, and yet I think a lot of pastors don't do it. I think I probably prayed Psalm 16:1 as much as anything. Preserve me, O God, for in you I take refuge. And what I meant was, don't let me quit. Don't let me get so discouraged I want to walk away. Don't let me not like this ministry. Restore the joy of the ministry to me every day. So pray that He would give you the persevering power that you need. Here's another one. Keep Sabbath. That is, keep one day in seven to disengage. Go out to pasture. You're not just a shepherd. You're a sheep, and sheep need food. Find what spiritually refreshes you on that so-called day off. And don't default to the world's way. Movie and supper. That's what the world does to kick back every Friday night. And what do? You go to bed defiled most of the time, with a sense of uncleanness that you went to a movie that, well, you might be able to find some kind of redeeming feature in it, but there was enough risque clothing or no clothing and enough bad language and enough mean-spiritedness that you are not spiritually refreshed. So find, God has a huge, big, beautiful world and lots of works and lots of books. Find what refreshes your soul. And then get exercise. Beat your body, Scott. Hammer it 3 times a week. Make it sweat and be exhausted. It will reap mental benefits you cannot measure. I mean that. There is something going on with that that God knows about and some psychiatrists know about, but very few people know about, and it makes a difference. And sleep 8 hours a night. Nothing brought me closer to quitting than sleeplessness. Hope and rest rise together. So don't be overly spiritual to say you can get 5 hours of sleep and the fruit of the Holy Spirit will carry you. I think the fruit of the Holy Spirit works often by the Holy Spirit telling you, hey, you are not God, go to bed. That's the Holy Spirit talking, and what you get from your restedness, you got from the Holy Spirit giving you the humility to stop playing God. And then two more things. Have a couple of soul brothers that you love to hang out with, talk about everything with, talk about big things with, and then let them pray for you. But just enjoy them. Enjoy God with them. Enjoy doing things with them. You need some soul brothers to bear your burdens with you. And lastly, keep your eyes, Scott, on Christ and His loving you and your making much of Him. And don't let your eye drift towards, I got to have some growing crowds here to be made much of by. The kids got to like me. And then you start shifting the whole focus on off of Christ and onto your need for people. That's my counsel for not burning out in youth ministry or any ministry.
Excellent. Thank you, Pastor John, and thank you for listening to this podcast. Please email your questions to us at AskPastorJohn@DesiringGod.org. At DesiringGod.org, you'll find thousands of free books, articles, sermons, and other resources from John Piper. I'm your host, Tony Ranke. Thanks for listening.